President Bush today will add Vietnam to the list of countries eligible for emergency funding to fight AIDS. It's the first Asian country to qualify. But the Bush administration is coming under criticism for drastically cutting its support for the 15th International AIDS Conference in Bangkok next month. Washington is sending about 50 federal scientists and policy people to Bangkok. At the last conference 2 years ago in Barcelona, the U.S. sent nearly five times that number. NPR's Richard Knox reports on what happened and why it matters.
In Barcelona 2 summers ago, protesters disrupted the conference's final session. Nothing unusual about that. The International AIDS Conference has always been a unique blend of science and activism.
The U.S. has refused to give its fair share to the global fund.
But the Barcelona protesters may have touched off far-reaching consequences when they drowned out a speech by Tommy Thompson, the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Well, in South Africa, we visited an orphanage where all the children wanted was to be picked up and hugged.
Bill Pierce, Thompson's spokesman, makes no secret that the administration was irked by Thompson's rude reception. But Pierce insists that has nothing to do with the limits on attendance in Bangkok or the fact that HHS has cut conference funding by 85%.
We're just simply saying that as an organization that must also look at money spent on behalf of the taxpayer, is this the best way to spend money on behalf of the taxpayer?
And Pierce says the drastic cut in federal attendees and U.S. government funding will not damage America's global prestige in AIDS science and programs.
And this in no way will affect either one of those positions that we hold in the world.
No other country does as much AIDS research as the United States. Conference organizers say U.S. researchers have canceled dozens of scientific presentations and lectures because of the new restrictions. The Global AIDS Conference is not the only one that has lost U.S. government support. Officials recently pulled funding from the largest domestic AIDS meeting, the U.S. Conference on AIDS, scheduled for this fall. One of the most vocal critics of government support for AIDS conferences is Representative Mark Souter, a Republican from Indiana. The congressman wasn't available for comment, but his aide, Roland Foster, says the government spends too much on conferences.
Now, in the United States, there's over 1,600 Americans on waiting lists for AIDS drugs. For just $16 million of the money that would otherwise go to conferences, you could completely eliminate those waiting lists.
Dr. Joop Lange is president of the International AIDS Society, which sponsors the Global AIDS Conferences. Lange doesn't buy the argument that the U.S. government just doesn't have enough money.
The official reason is that they thought that too much money was going to conference attendance, which is strange in the light of the fact that there's a $15 billion pledge to fight HIV/AIDS. That's all games. They're really playing games.
Lange says the game is partly to pressure conference sponsors into showcasing religious groups who promote a certain approach to AIDS prevention, emphasizing sexual abstinence above all else. Those faith-based groups tend to oppose the approach called harm reduction that favors condom use, safer sex, and providing sterile needles to drug users. Congressman Souter has complained loudly about what he sees as the conference's bias against faith-based groups. Again, Roland Foster.
There was very few faith-based groups invited to either participate or even present at the last conference, and that's one of the questions we've asked for the upcoming conference. Now, how many faith-based groups will be presenting and how many will be speaking?
In Bangkok, the conference will have a new session on religion and AIDS. And Lange says when it comes to presenting new data, there's no bias against faith-based organizations.
There's never been that bias. But if they don't send in stuff, I mean, you're not going around and introducing a bias in favor of faith-based organizations. And if they don't submit good stuff, then that's too bad.
Concern about government pressure around AIDS extends beyond conference funding. People in some AIDS groups say many scientists and organizations who receive federal funds feel intimidated about speaking out on sensitive public health topics. Judy Auerbach is with the American Foundation for AIDS Research, or AMFAR.
The message seems to be that if the U.S. government supports an activity, that activity has to comport with the president's stated agenda. And if it doesn't, and if you speak out against the president's stated agenda, you're going to be punished.
Roland Foster dismisses the notion that Congress or the Bush administration is punishing dissenters in the scientific community. He says it's ironic that scientists who engage in what he calls political activity act shocked when they get a political response. Richard Knox, NPR News.